most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we come to your presence and we give you thanks. Thank and praise you, Lord, for all your blessings in our life. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be accepted today. Amen. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15. ఆదికాండము 15 ఆదికాండం 3:15 Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. How many of you know that this is a Christmas message? ఎంతమందికి తెలుసు ఇది క్రిస్మస్ మెసేజ్ అని? ఎంతమందికి తెలుసు? హౌ మెనీ ఆఫ్ యూ అగ్రీ విత్ మీ దట్ దిస్ ఈజ్ ఎ క్రిస్మస్ మెసేజ్? ఎనీబడి అగ్రీస్ విత్ మీ దట్ వాట్ ఐ రెడ్ ఈజ్ ఎ క్రిస్మస్ మెసేజ్? ఐ వాంట్ యూ టు షో యువర్ హ్యాండ్స్. ప్రైజ్ ద లార్డ్. ఓకే, God is in the Garden of Eden. Where is God? He's in the Garden of Eden. And the whole life of mankind started from the Garden of Eden. Whatever has happened, it started from Garden of Eden. God had come onto this earth in his own image. He made man. And when he made a man, he was just a statue, right? He was a statue. When God made Adam, how many of you know that as soon as God made him, he started walking? Did he started walk? He couldn't walk. He couldn't speak. He couldn't see. He couldn't smell. He couldn't hear. He couldn't do anything. What was the reason? What was the reason? Huh? The statue sat, okay, but in spirit, right? There was no life. Spirit gives us life. What does the spirit give? Spirit gives us life. And without spirit, there is no life in us. So what did God do is he has breath in the nostrils of Adam, his breath, and man became a living being, right? So that was accomplished. That was complete. The whole, the idea of God was fulfilled when man started walking, talking, and when man started hearing, when man started seeing, when man started interacting with God. Then when man started listening to God, and when man started doing what God has asked him to do, God said, this is good. What did he say? This is good. When he used that word, this is good, it is not the good. The word good is not morals, what he's talking about. It is the language of an artist. You know, it is the language of an artist. Eppudaithe devudu chaala baagundi annado, he's not talking about the morals of them. But it is the artist's language. Now, when artist draws something, and after he finishes, he looks at his drawing. And when he looks at the drawing, he says, this is good. Now, when he speaks and when he says that this is good, he's not talking about the morals of this drawing. You get my point? It is an artistic language. It's an artistic language that means God was satisfied what he has done. దేవుడు చేసిన ప్రతిక్రియ కూడా దేవునికి ఇష్టమైంది. ఎందుకంటే దేవుడు ఎప్పుడైతే చేస్తాడో చాలా బాగుంది కదా. దేవుడు ఎప్పుడైతే చేస్తాడో అది చాలా అంటే చాలా బాగుంటుంది. వెన్ గాడ్ డస్ సంథింగ్ ఇన్ యూ అండ్ ఇన్ మీ ఇట్ ఇస్ సో గుడ్ ఆల్వేస్ యూ విల్ అప్రిషియేట్ ఆల్వేస్ పీపుల్ విల్ అప్రిషియేట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ అప్రిషియేటెడ్ వెన్ గాడ్ మేక్ సంథింగ్ బట్ వెన్ when we do something we mess it up, correct? We mess it up, and all the time if you are trying to do what God has done in your life, you are whole of your life you'll be tearing, because we won't be satisfied. But when we allow God to do things in our life, we will be happy. Not only God, but we will be happy. And Adam, now there came a testing. God said, you're not. What did he say? You're not going to eat the fruit of this particular tree. And Adam heard it because he also taught his wife. He also taught his wife, right? How can you teach your children don't hear and pay attention? How many of you can teach to your children if you don't pay attention? Can you teach? నీకు నువ్వు వినకుండా తీయకుండా నీ పిల్లలకు నేర్పించగలవా? నేర్పించలేవండి. ఆదాము భార్యకు నేర్పించిందంట. ఏమని నేర్పించిందంట? దేవుడు చెప్పిండు ఈ పండు తినొద్దు అని చెప్పిండంట. ఎందుకంటే వాక్యం చదవండి చెప్పు నేర్పించిందంట. అంటే వీరిద్దరికి కూడా దేవుడు ఏం చెప్పిండో చాలా బాగా తెలుసు. భర్తకు తెలుసు, ఎవరికి తెలుసు? భార్యకు తెలుసు. ఇద్దరికి జత అంచుకున్న జత కదా. భార్య భర్తలు ఇద్దరికి తెలుసు అంట ఏం చేయాలనో ఏం చేయొద్దు. వాట్ టు డూ వాట్ నాట్ టు డూ బోత్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ దే నో. చాప్టర్ 3, చాప్టర్ 1 అండ్ చాప్టర్ 2 ఇస్ వెరీ గుడ్. ఇఫ్ యు రీడ్ యూ విల్ బి డిలైటెడ్ బికాస్ ద వే గాడ్ క్రియేటెడ్ ద హోల్ యూనివర్స్ యూ విల్ బి సో డిలైటెడ్ టు రీడ్. And you love to read that chapter 1 and 2, 1 and 2, 10 times, 20 times. But when it comes to chapter 3, then the eyes will be opened. What will be opened? Already the eyes were opened. Their eyes were opened. But sometimes what happened, in spite of our eyes opened, but still we close our eyes. Kada? Manchidi chudaniki ishtam ledu manaku. మనం అనుకుంటాం చెడ్డది చూడొద్దు. వి థింక్ దట్ వీ షుడ్ నాట్ సీ ద బ్యాడ్ థింగ్స్ బట్ ఫర్ టు సీ ద బ్యాడ్ థింగ్స్ వీఆర్ వైడ్ ఓపెన్ బట్ టు సీ గుడ్ థింగ్స్ వీఆర్ ఆల్వేస్ వీ ఆల్వేస్ క్లోజ్ అవర్ ఐస్. దట్ ఈస్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ మ్యాన్ విచ్ కేమ్ ఇన్ చాప్టర్ ఇన్ చాప్టర్ 3. దట్ ఈస్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ మ్యాన్. సేటన్, లెట్ స్పీక్ అబౌట్ దిస్ గాయ్. Satan, how many of you love this guy? Anybody loves this guy, Satan? No? But tell yourself, whenever you do something wrong, you love this guy more than anybody. Okay? Whenever you do something wrong, that means whenever you do against the will of God in your life, then you should tell yourself that I love Satan more than God. You agree with me? How many of you agree? Sikku padaddu devuni sannidhanam. How many of you say yes? No. Firm. Amen. See, understand, until we realize, we will never come into the presence of God. Because, you know, this guy is very subtle. He's very cunning. Number one, what he does is he puts into confusion. That is his first character. What is the first character? He puts you into confusion. Ah, chaos, confusion. That means you don't know anything. You heard, but you don't know the meaning. Confusion. You heard. Adam and Eve, they heard what God said and they understood. But this guy comes and says that, hey, let me confuse these people. So first thing, he will always confuse us. What will he do? That is the first nature of Satan. Whenever you are confused, and always you will be confused when you stand at the crossroads. When you don't understand to pick up which way you have to go in your life, you are confused. I am confused. Don't take any step when you are confused. Pause for a second, kneel down, raise your hands, submit yourself to God, ask for help. That is the best way to do. That is the best way to do. First thing, he will confuse us. Number two, he will turn the truth into false. He will turn the truth into false. A good person into bad person. Because all the picture what he has given about God is, God is a bad man. Bad God. Because God doesn't want you to become like him. You get me? God doesn't want to become like him. If you become like him, your life will be better, man. You will be richer than God. The truth is turned into false. The truth. Number three, he increases the intensity of your desire within you. That is his nature. Nilo unnatvanti ashanu anta ekkuva chestadante aa asha tappa inka niki edi kuda kanapadadu. That's the reason James uses the word entice. That means he will make you to drag into your desires to commit. These are the three things that is his nature. Number one, confused. When you are confused, my friends, let me tell you, it is not from God, because our God is a God of order. Amen? Our God is a God of order, but not a disorder. Disorder is chaos, confusion. God never confuses us. God is always straight with us. God is always straight with us. If he speaks to you, he will speak to me. Same subject. If he speaks to husband, he will speak to wife. The same subject. Correct? Same subject. The Gabriel, angel Gabriel came to Mary and confirmed the message of God. Never stopped there. Again, went to whom? Went to Joseph. Kada? Mariya daggariki poyi నువ్వు కుమారుని కనెదవని చెప్పిండు కదా. దూత చెప్పినాక ఎక్కడ పోయిండండి? యోసేపు దగ్గర పోయిండు. అయ్యా, ఆమెను వదలొద్దు, ఎందుకంటే ఆమె గర్భం ధరించింది కదా, అది పరిశుద్ధాత్మ చేత అని చెప్పి ఇద్దరికి చెప్పి. ద మెసేజ్ ఈజ్ వెరీ క్లియర్. దేర్ ఈజ్ నో కన్ఫ్యూజన్ అట్ ఆల్. నౌ దిస్ ఈజ్ ద వే గాడ్ వర్క్స్ ఇన్ అవర్ లైఫ్. దేర్ ఈజ్ నో కన్ఫ్యూజన్. Okay? You get me? There's no confusion. But Satan always confuses you. Number two, what he does? He will turn the truth into false. Number three? ఆమెను చెప్దామా ఈ ప్రసంగానికి? ఈ శరీరాలు ఇక్కడనే ఉంటాయి, మీ బుర్ర ఎక్కడ ఉందో నాకు తెలియదు. ఫస్ట్ కన్ఫ్యూజన్, సెకండ్ మేక్స్ ట్రూత్ ఇంటూ ఫాల్స్, థర్డ్ డ్రాగ్స్ ఇంటూ యువర్ ఓన్ డిజైర్. హీ నోస్ వాట్ ఈస్ యువర్ డిజైర్. హీ నోస్ వాట్ ఈస్ యువర్ డిజైర్. ఇది ఇష్టమో నీ జీవితం పోపట ఎందుకంటే ఎక్కువ ఎవరికి తెలియదండి కదా. అప్పుడు చెప్తున్నా అన్నమాట, వా దొరికినరా బాబు ఛాన్స్ తీసుకుని వచ్చేస్తే. ఓకే, దే హ్యావ్ కమిటెడ్, దే హ్యావ్ ఫాలన్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ప్రెజెన్స్. But let me tell you something. Conscious is a gift of God. What is conscious? Conscious is a gift of conscious is a gift of God. Manasakshi అనేటువంటిది దేవుని యొక్క బహుమానం అంట. మనసాక్షి అనేది ఏంటంటే దేవుని యొక్క బహుమానం. కాన్షియస్ ఈజ్ ఎ గిఫ్ట్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్. నౌ లెట్ మీ టెల్ యూ సంథింగ్. ద గిఫ్ట్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఆల్వేస్ మేక్స్ యూ టు అండర్స్టాండ్. వెన్ కాన్షియస్ హిట్స్ యూ, ఇట్ బ్రింగ్స్ యూ ఫ్రమ్ ద బిజీ వరల్డ్ out into the busy world. You are into the busy world. The conscious brings you out of the busy world into the presence of God. When it brings you into the presence of God, it will make you to understand what is right and what is wrong. But the decision has to be made by you. The decision has to be made by you. Because you know, when God called Adam, it hit conscious. And when we read Bible very carefully, there was a confession. Adam made a confession when he was hit by his conscience. Let's go to the third chapter. Third chapter in verse 10. He answered, I heard you in the garden. Number one. This is the truth. What did he say? I heard you in the garden and I was afraid. Number two, confession. I was afraid. Number three, because I was naked. He knew that he was naked. Number three, I hid myself from you. The four things. Telugu chadvandamma, padu vachu. He never went back to lie. He confessed what he was. Kada oppukoleda emanu oppukondandi devun tutti nee swaram vinna tanri nen chesina tappu koraku nee swaramu vini bayapadi pothini endukante nenu digambarini andu koraku nee sannidhanam nundi paaripoyi daasukuntanu. He can't. Many times. This is a gift of God. And how we obtained this gift, I'm going to tell you. How we obtained this gift. It's not easy. It has costed the life of a very righteous person. And who is this righteous person? We see in the 15th verse of Genesis chapter 3. It says, I will put an enmity, that means hatred, between your seed and her seed. This is a singular, this is not a plural. He's not saying that seeds. Seeds means we all come, but it is only one seed. He's talking about only one seed. It is a singular. If you go to the original scripts and search, it is a singular. The singular seed which has been used in Genesis chapter 15 and verse 6. The promise, the covenant what God made with Abraham. And he said, I'm going to make a covenant between your seed and my son. One. It is not seeds. What is it? It is only one seed. And this seed God has promised through the woman. Through the woman, స్త్రీకును మరియు సర్పముకు వైరము కలిగించిందంట. కలిగించేమంటుందంటే ఈ స్త్రీ సంతానం ద్వారా. You will be destroyed. Now who is this? Let us go and see. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4. Amen. కాలము సమీపించినప్పుడు యెహోవా దేవుడు తన కుమారుని స్త్రీ ద్వారా పంపించనంట. When the time was fulfilled, God has sent his son through a woman. Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. And please read from verse 28. Luke chapter 2 and verse 28. The angel went to her and said, who is this her? Mary. Greetings, you who are highly favored. That is, favor is grace of God, undeserving favor of God. Highly favored. The Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You have found grace, undeserving favor of God. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, which means Savior. When the conscience was hit, there was a confession. When there is a confession, God has promised to send the Savior into this world out of the same woman. And when time has come, out of the woman, God has sent his son. And his name is Jesus. Say amen. Amen. God has sent his son, Jesus, to save you and me. Let me tell you something. In the Old Testament, there were sacrifices. And the sacrifices made were made by animals. Out of the blood of animals. What is the difference between the blood of animals and the blood of Jesus Christ? Yesu raktamlo mari ee oka jantula raktamlo unnatvanti vyathyasam enti? Jantula raktamu mari Yesu Christu raktamu okate na? Is it same? No. So what is the difference? Let's go to Hebrews chapter 9. Sorry, it's 10. Hebrews chapter 10. And verse 19. Can somebody read from verse 19? Amen, amen, amen. See, the goats, the blood of the animals, used to cleanse them outwardly. The blood of the animals used to cleanse outwardly, but when Christ died and shed his blood, what happened? Our conscience was cleansed. What does the conscience do? Conscience is a gift of God unto us. Understand. When we disobey the commandments of God, then there is a problem between God and us. But when we obey the commandments of God, there is no problem between us and God, but there is problem within ourselves. Because the truth has been revealed to us. When the truth is revealed to us, there is a fight going on within yourself to accept truth. That is a fight. When we obey the commandments of God, there is no problem with God and ourselves, but there is a problem within ourselves, because we need to strive, or we need to juggle with the truth what God has revealed to us. That's where the Amen? You understand? When you obey the commandment of God, there is no problem between you and God. When we disobey the commandment of God, there is a problem between you and God. But when we obey the commandment of God, there is no problem between God and us, but there is a problem within ourselves, because we need to fight out the truth. The truth will not easily come to our mind. It is juggling. Let me tell you something. God loved us. God has sent his Son not to condemn us, but to save us. Understand? When you ignore your responsibilities, when you ignore your talents, and when you ignore your commitment, is a sin against God. When you ignore your responsibilities, when you ignore your commitment, and when you ignore your opportunities, it is sin against God, because you abuse them. God has blessed us. God has blessed us to be fruitful and multiply, to be a blessing. But when we don't understand these three things in our life, we will never be a blessing to him. Therefore, at the right time, he has sent his Son, Jesus, Yeshua, the Savior of the world, so that through his blood, your conscience and my conscience may be washed and brought into action, so that we will understand the will of God in our life. He has come into this world to condemn them, but to save. You know, Friday, my message was from Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13. It's a parable about a vineyard and a fig tree. Okay? It's a parable about a vineyard and a fig tree. Rakshakshvalli, you? Anjurapu chetta. Anjurapu chetta. Eppudu kuda raksha thotalo okati undadandi. Telusa? Anjurapu chetta ekkada telusa meeku? Ha?
రోడ్డు ప్రక్కల ఉంటుంది అది, త్రోవ పక్కల దిక్కు మాలింది. రోడ్డు పక్కన ఉండే చెట్లు అంతా ఎటువంటి అండి? దిక్కుమాలిన చెట్లు అంటారు. ఎటువంటి చెట్లు? దిక్కుమాలిన చెట్లు అంట. అంటే దాన్ని ఎవడు పట్టించుకుంటూ లేరు కదా. అయితే ఈ అంజూరపు చెట్టుని ఏం చేసిండే యేసయ్య, దాన్ని తీసుకొచ్చి ద్రాక్ష తోట లోపల పెట్టిండంట. యజమానుడు వచ్చిండంట, ద్రాక్ష తోట చాలా బాగున్నది కానీ అంజూరపు చెట్టు లోపల అలా లేవు. తోట మారి తోట అంటుంట, అయ్యా 3 సంవత్సరాలు వచ్చిన దీనికి ఒక పండు చూస్తారా నరికి పడే అని చెప్పి ఏమనంటండి? నరికేయను. ఆ తోట మాల గార్డెనర్ సైడ్, నేను ప్లీజ్ స్పేర్ దిస్ ఫిగ్ ట్రీ ఫర్ 1 మోర్ ఇయర్ ఇప్పుడు విత్ ఓన్. వాట్ ఈస్ ద పారబుల్? The vineyard is a chosen generation of God, Israelites. The fig tree is you and me who are Gentiles. We are not supposed to be in the presence of God. మనం దేవుని సన్నిధానంలో పట్టు ఉండొద్దు. మనం ఎక్కడ ఉండొద్దండి? దేవుని సన్నిధానంలో పట్టు ఉండొద్దు. John chapter 4, when Jesus is speaking to the Samaritan woman, he says, your people say that we should worship here, and our people say that we should worship. And Jesus said, your people do not know how to worship the true living God, but we know as Jews. He differentiated. He says, you are a Gentile, but I am a Jew, a chosen person of God. We were not chosen by God. Dikkumarinola manam. Evaru manamu? We were not in the presence of God because of his blood, because of his sacrifice. We have been brought into the presence of God. He came into this world to condemn us, but to save you and me. Listen, but not doing. Do not forget your responsibilities. Do not forget your talent. Do not forget your commitments. It's an abuse. That's a sin against God. Ikkumarunu devudu sannidhanam kapadi teesukoste oka paata rasnam ani paata compose chesam 1989, I composed a song. In that song, పాటలో పాటు చాలా బాగుంది. గుడిసెలో నుంచి తెచ్చి మేడలో పాటు పెడుతుందంట, మేడ పెట్టిన కానీ గుడిసె blood of Jesus, so that you and I live in this presence of God. You and I may live in the presence of God. Encourage your children. Walk the word of God. If the parents do not know what is commitment, the parents do not know what is God's gifts in your life, you will never encourage your children, but you become a stumbling block to your children. And you will pay the heavy price. I'm telling to the parents who are sitting here, conscious has been cleared. The gift has been given. The Savior is born. The virgin, the woman. Let us confess our weakness in the presence of God. మనలో పట్టు ఉన్నటువంటి బలహీనతలు, అదాము అండి, పాపం చేసింది కదా, పాపం
యెహోవా దేవుడు అన్నాడు, ఎక్కడున్నావు ఆదామ? అయ్యా నేను దిగంబరి, భయపడ్డా, నీ స్వరం విని భయపడ్డా, దిగంబరి, లాస్ట్ పరిగెత్తిపోయిన, ఎంత పరిగెత్తిపోతుంది. వీఆర్ రన్నింగ్ అవే ఫ్రమ్ ది ప్రెసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ బికాస్ వీఆర్ అఫ్రేడ్ ఆఫ్ వీక్నెస్. బట్ గాడ్ విల్ నాట్ లీవ్ us. He left his throne and came back in search of you. Let us confess our sin. Let us confess our weaknesses. And let us give thanks to God. I was unwanted, Father. I had no ability to be to your presence, but because of the blood of Jesus Christ, because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, today I stand in your presence. Today I stand in your presence. Now I want you to close your eyes. Everybody. And look to the Lord for a minute. And if God has spoken to you this evening, and if God has touched your conscience, if you're running away from the presence of God, God has come from heaven, left his throne and came to the world to save you and me. And for that he has shed his blood. If you don't have right relationship with God this evening, my friends, speak to the Father. మన పాపములు ఒప్పుకొని వెళ్ళిన అతడు నమ్మదగిన దేవుడు, నీతిమంతుడు. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just. He wants to forgive us. He wants to tell us that he loves us. I'm inspired to pray for you. If you feel and if you say that, Pastor, please pray for me. Just raise your hand sitting wherever you are. I would like to pray a special prayer for you. God loves you, my friend. Just raise your hands and say that, Pastor, my life is not straight. నేను దిక్కుమాలిలోని పనికి రానటువంటి వాడిని, ద్రోవపక్కలున్నటువంటి వాడిని తీసుకొచ్చినాను. దేవుని సన్నిధానంలో పట యేసు రక్తంలో కడిగి శుభ్రపరిచిన నిలబెట్టినప్పటికీ నేను అతనికి తగినటువంటి వాడిని కాను. సో ఐ జస్ట్ వాంట్ ఎ ప్రేయర్, పాస్టర్, కెన్ యూ జస్ట్ ప్రే ఫర్ మీ దాట్ మై రిలేషన్షిప్ బి హీల్డ్ అండ్ ఐ విల్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ద గిఫ్ట్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ విచ్ హెస్ బిన్ గివెన్ టు మీ ఇన్ స్పైట్ ఆఫ్ మీ ఫాలింగ్ డౌన్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ప్రెసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్. I want to pray, my friends. Just raise your hands. I want to pray for you. Our most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for your his blood to cleanse us, and through his blood we come into your presence and say, sorry Lord for what we have done. We messed up so many things in our life. We have fallen from your presence, but this evening we commit ourselves to you once again and ask you to sanctify us, wash us, cleanse us, and do not take your Holy Spirit from us, O Lord, but fill us with your Spirit so that we will understand and our conscience. When our conscience works, give us wisdom and understanding and strength to choose the right thing which is pleasing in your sight. Therefore, O Father, I just pray for the people who have raised their hands
And I bless them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let your presence be with them and make them a blessing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. At this time, we have the Lord's table open for us. And please come prayerfully. Let us celebrate the Lord's table together. And at the time, I will invite Dina and Deepa to come first, because this is going to be their first communion. And I would like to invite them into the presence of God.
Night of his betrayal, Jesus took the bread, broke it, and gave it to his disciples. He said, "Eat, this is my body." After supper, he took the cup, blessed it, and said, "This is the blood of the covenant." It's often good to remember that I have died, that you have today, as we celebrate Lord's Day. Give thanks to God, sending his Son so that we may live through. Most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we come to your presence and give you thanks. Thank you for this wonderful time, for your word. Lord, we thank and praise you for your presence. Lord, I once again request the children to go. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and turn towards you. Give you his peace which passeth all understanding. The presence of God shall go before you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Be of good courage, do not be dismayed. All God's people said, Amen, Amen.